Masechet Holin, Perek Het, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Sorer Adam Basar Ugvina Bemitpachat Ahat, Ubilvad Shelo Yehu Nogin Ze Baze. A person is allowed to wrap a piece of meat and a piece of cheese together in one cloth, but you're not allowed to have them touch. They can't touch whatsoever, even if they're cold, because the spot that they touched when they were in contact possibly rubbed off some of the meat onto the cheese and vice versa, so that when somebody eats them, he'll be eating both of them together, which is an isur de rabanan. So a person would have to rinse off that part before he eats them. And we're nervous that a person's going to forget to rinse it, and he's going to end up eating it, and he's going to be violating a rabbinic prohibition of eating this in one shot. So we do not allow them to be touching whatsoever. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Shene achsanain, Ochlin al shulhan ehad ze basar, Veze gvina ve'en hosheshin, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, if you have two guests who are staying together at a hotel and they don't know each other and they're sitting together at one table, one of them's eating meat, one of them's eating cheese, they're allowed to sit on the same table. We're not concerned that their foods are going to mix. They don't know each other. We're not afraid that one of them is going to take the other's food and mix it into his own. So therefore, the whole hashash, the whole nervousness of the last Mishnah, that by putting meat and cheese together on a table, that people are eating at, they're going to end up falling into each other's foods, and they're going to be near each other, and they're going to end up taking from each other. That doesn't apply in this scenario.